Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Neighbors of the man authorities identified as the shooter at CDC headquarters in Atlanta Friday are reacting to the news.
We heard the story on the news, and I just never thought that it would have been the guy right down the street that did it.
A neighbor of the shooter identified as a 30-year-old from Kennesaw, Georgia. Authorities have not identified a motive for the shooting, which left a DeKalb County police officer dead. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spent Saturday on the phone with allied leaders and said that the path to peace must be determined together. It's after President Trump announced his meeting Friday in Alaska with Russia's Vladimir Putin, but Ukraine will not take part. Six people were hurt, including a five-year-old girl in what police in Baltimore called a mass shooting in a neighborhood, saying neighbors had gathered outside when someone began to open fire. And extreme heat in the West fueling the elevated fire risk. This is ABC News.
The Packers fall to the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Green Bay, where the Packers lost last night to the New York Jets 30-10, 71,000 fans in the stands. Although it was only a preseason game, head coach Matt LaFleur asked about how concerned he is in a game which they only scored one touchdown.
I'm definitely concerned about it. Like any time you just play with poor technique and poor fundamentals and then you're making bad decisions. And it's hard to play the game of football if you get called for a holding penalty every other play.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets today in Milwaukee. Last night, the Crew beat the Mets 7-4, thanks to William Contreras' 10th home run of the year. Bryce Terang, able to get on base with a single to start a rally, asked how he's feeling now as a hitter.
I feel good. Made some adjustments, and they're working out well. So just trying to focus on driving the ball back up the middle and, compete.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, this is Chris Young.
Hey, it's Carly Pierce.
Hey, this is Luke Combs, and you're rising up with my buddy John Ritter.
You gotta rise up, rise up.
Good morning. Hi, this is John, and you're waking up with Rise Up Country. It's where we meet every Sunday morning to get our weekly dose of inspiration and a message of hope. Today, I'm going to be sharing some of the stories that you've called in and shared with us about people who made an impact on your life. You know, for Jordan Davis, he's got some great memories all about his grandpa.
I think it's kind of those things that kind of spark those memories. So whether it be the boots that my grandpa wore or just in my office, I have that picture up of me and Papa fishing and just that daily reminder. They are my role models. You know, I want to be like those guys.
So maybe you've got some stuff around the house that stir up the memories about some of your role models. I'd love to hear what you got, and I'd love to hear all about them. Give me a call at 844-717-7774.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say. I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
I just wanna love.
I just wanna love somebody.
Morning. Thanks for calling Rise Up Country. Do you have a story about someone who helped you become the man you wanted to be?
Just a quick story. I thought I'd just recognize a man by the name of Dennis Dozier, who is my father-in-law. And he had a positive impact on my life because not only has he done so much for me, but this man, what's that saying that you will give the shirt off your back? I mean, he literally lives that saying.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he has turned me around so much from where I was, I just wanted him to be recognized and thank him for the love and care that he has for his family and to take in another member and make me feel loved and sane.
So he loved you just where you were at in life?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm young, but I was dumb. Now he's wised me up to life and what really needs to be done. And he let me have permission to have my beautiful wife, whose name is Sabra, and we now share a son, whose name is Caden. You know, these two are the blessings that words can't express what I'm trying to explain today, but I just want him to be recognized, and if he's listening, I love you, Dennis, and I really appreciate everything you've done for me.
Way to go, Dennis. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Got him down here on my knees, cause it's the last place left to fall. Begging for another chance, if there's any chance at all, that you might still be listening, loving and forgiving guys like me. I've spent my whole life getting it all wrong, and I sure could use your help, cause from now on I wanna be a good man. I do like I shouldn't, man. I wanna be the kind of man the mirror likes to see. I wanna be a strong man and admit that was wrong, man. God, I'm asking you to come change me into the man I want to be. If there's any way for her and me to make another start, could you see what you could do to put some love back in her heart? Cause it's gonna take a miracle after all I've done to really make her see that I wanna be a stay man. I wanna be a brave man. I wanna be the kind of man she sees in her dreams. God, I wanna be your man, and I wanna be her. God, I'm asking you to come change me
That was Chris Young with The Man I Want to Be. You know, if you're a Rise Up listener, you may have heard this story before by Jordan Davis, but I asked him one more time to share with us how he met his wife. It's an unbelievable story.
It was funny. Me and Kristen, we met in New Orleans, and I was supposed to fly out. We had met the day before, like after a friend of mine's wedding, and we were all staying at the same hotel. She was down there at a totally different wedding. We were just all staying at the same hotel together. So we met the night before and we kind of hit it off. And then the next day we went into New Orleans and me and my brother went and had lunch at this spot right outside of the quarter. And Kristen was and she was there. We walked in. I was like, whoa, that's the girl from last night. And, you know, I can say this now, like I did get her number. And so I was texting her being like, hey, if y'all are out bouncing around New Orleans, me and my brother are going to be walking around too. So I kind of knew where she was at, but, anyway, long story short, I ended up changing my flight, you know, and I did not have the money to change a flight. Like, I look back on it now, like, I've never bought a flight or, like, missed a flight and be like, oh, I'll just buy another one tomorrow. I was still bartending. Like, I maybe had, like, $190 in my account and a credit card. So I was like, well, whatever that flight's going to be, I'm just going to put it on my credit card. When my brother left to go to the airport to fly out and I stayed back, I remember him saying, like, dude, who are you? Like, when is this, like, when have you ever missed a flight to hang back with a girl? So I kind of knew right then, I was like, man, this might be a little bit different.
Sounds like Jordan was reliving that experience when he wrote this hit song, Next Thing You Know.
I swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies 3 months in and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place, there goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just to spend it all at a jewelry store, getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just praying she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and your sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring, and there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, they're crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death, cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad, and nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car, it's 11:01, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know,